Listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Daniel Braz. On Tuesday, the STM announced that fares for public transit will increase by 3% as of July 1st. With the price of a monthly Opus card covering just the island of Montreal now costing $100. Riders have already started to feel the pinch of the hike, and political leaders at both the municipal and provincial level are urging the province to do more to alleviate the price increases. But ARTM Director Benoit Gendron said in a statement that the annual rate increases were being done responsibly due to public funding challenges, and at the same time, the provincial government also said it was, quote, time for municipalities to contribute, unquote, to public transit funding. Shoppers from across the country have joined a month-long boycott against Loblaw-owned stores on Tuesday as Canadians are feeling the squeeze in grocery prices. Over 100,000 people signed a petition leading up to this point urging the federal government to investigate allegations of profiteering by the big box stores and implement legislation to prevent monopolization of essential goods such as food. More immediately, as part of their demands, boycotters are urging Loblaw to reduce their prices across the board by 15% and remove member-only pricing policies. In Washington, the U.S. Department of Justice recommended on Tuesday that marijuana be reclassified as a less dangerous Schedule 3 drug rather than at Schedule 1, among the most dangerous and addictive drugs. This move federally comes as 38 states and the District of Columbia have instituted some form of legalization in their jurisdiction, and the idea of legalization has 70% support among American adults. The reclassification is set to take effect once the final rule is published by the Drug Enforcement Agency, after a period of public comment and other regulatory measures have been completed. To hear more and to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you. At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. It is Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You've already pretended to be a Costigan from South Boston.
Every weekend, Sergeant.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is What the Hell's the Score, a show dedicated to movie music, and I'm your host, Lucas Cardona-Morse. We're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 AM to bring you movie music, and this week we're doing a special theme show of 1990s music, soundtrack specifically, and what we... started the hour with was Dick Tracy. That's the 1990 film. And the music is by Danny Elfman. We follow that up with The Rocketeer from 1991. And that is composed by James Horner. And then finally, 1992, the soundtrack from Dave. And that is the movie from 1992. And we're going to continue this whole hour with more movie music.
Thank you. Greetings, my friend. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Edward D. Wood, Jr.?
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is What the Hell's the Score, a show dedicated to movie music, and we're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 AM. That last track was from Ed Wood from 1994, I want to say, 94? Yes, I think so. And that is the movie by Tim Burton about Ed Wood, who did Plan 9 from Outer Space. And the soundtrack for this movie is notable because it was not composed by Danny Elfman. And Danny Elfman pretty much did all of Tim Burton's soundtracks. This soundtrack was composed by Howard Shore, who is a Canadian composer from Toronto, who's gone on to do many things in Hollywood, including the Lord of the Rings movies. And so the reason that Howard Shore did this film instead of Danny Elfman is Danny Elfman and Tim Burton had some sort of falling out. And then if any of you have access to the Masterclass app, there's a Danny Elfman Masterclass, and he actually talks about it. So, he gets a little bit into what those relationships are like, those creative, tumultuous relationships. And so it's interesting. And it's interesting also because it's kind of like the only Tim Burton film that's composed by somebody else other than Danny Elfman, sort of similar to Bridge of Spies by Steven Spielberg, where usually John Williams does all the Spielberg movies, but in that particular case, it was Thomas Newman, even though it wasn't, I think it was a scheduling thing, not that they were having a fight or something like that. Before that, we're doing a whole hour of 1990s music soundtracks, and before that, we were listening to Pulp Fiction from 1994 and Shawshank Redemption from 1994, and it reminds me that this year is the 30th anniversary of both those movies, which is crazy to me. I remember seeing those movies in the theater. And then right before that, we had at the top of the segment, we had Jurassic Park. So we're going to go for another little segment here on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Film Festival is back with its 51st edition. From May 9th to the 12th, you can catch screenings, artist talks, and showcases of the short films coming out of the Mel Hoppenheim School of Cinema. This year, the spotlight is on nonfiction, experimental, and genre films. There's also a focus on Canadian student short films and cinema from LGBTQ+ and BIPOC filmmakers. It's all happening in the Hall Building on Concordia's downtown campus and will culminate at the Festival Awards Ceremony at 7:30 p.m. on May 12th. For more information, follow Concordia Film Festival on Instagram.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 till 8 on CJLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
Can't be too soft to start.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful theme to American Beauty from 1999. And before that, we had some music from the 1990s from Air Force One, 1997. We had Casino, 1995. And we've reached the end of the hour. We'll be back next week with more movie music. I'm your host, Lucas Cardona Morsa. This is What the Hell's a Score? CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.